with your latest news. I'm Carsley Fuller. Change is coming to how travelers enter the United Kingdom. The Home Office says it's modernizing border controls to make the process faster and more secure. Here's Radio K-Man's April Cummings.
Starting Wednesday, February 25th, the UK will introduce wide-ranging upgrades to its border and immigration system. Officials say the new process will enhance security, reducing the need for physical documents, and help make travel smoother by linking checks directly to Home Office records. Travelers holding both a British passport and one from the Cayman Islands or other British overseas territories are being encouraged to travel on their British passport, the quickest way to enter the UK. Those using a Cayman Islands, BOTC, or BNO passport will not need an electronic travel authorization or ETA. However, travelers using non-British passports must apply for an ETA before boarding their flight. The application is completed through the official UK ETA app, with most approvals processed in under 3 working days. And for those who do need a visa, the process remains the same, except new applications will now be issued as digital e-visas, replacing the old physical vignettes. April Cummings, Radio K-Man News.
Police seize motorcycles and arrest 2 men after 2 Sundays of dangerous riding in the Eastern Districts. On February 15th, officers were alerted by members of the public that a group of vehicles, including several motorcycles, were driving recklessly in the Eastern Districts. The RCIPS says officers, along with a team from the specialist unit, intercepted the group and seized several motorcycles. 2 men were arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving, driving while not qualified, and driving without insurance. Former Prospect MP Austin Harris was honored Sunday with an official funeral recognizing his service to the Cayman Islands and his long career in media.
He was forthright, certainly, but he was also principled. Those who knew him well recognized that beneath the firmness was care. Care for Cayman, care for his people, and care for the integrity of public life.
Acting Premier, the Honorable Gary Ruddy, addressing the mourners who filled the Church of God Chapel on Walker's Road Sunday. Books of condolence remain open at the Government Administration Building and the House of Parliament for those who'd like to share their messages of sympathy. Mr. Harris passed away in January at the age of 53. He served as an elected Member of Parliament for Prospect between 2017 and 2021. In other news, Cayman's role in a major UK ocean conservation program is coming into sharper focus, with local scientists helping lead deep sea research in Cayman's own backyard. Governor Jane Owen says the Blue Belt program aims to further develop Caymanian expertise.
We're hoping that through this partnership, we can really help train some of our wonderful Caymanian scientists and with the equipment and with the processes that are really state of the art, and get data and information that will help us to manage our fish stocks, to understand what is going on under the water and above the water with our beautiful environment.
The RRS James Cook is mapping deep ridges, banks, and coral systems in Cayman's exclusive economic zone, collecting water samples, environmental DNA, and thousands of specimens to build a baseline of offshore health. The data will help policymakers and fishers make informed decisions about how to better protect Cayman's waters for future generations. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Charles Carroll. Prosecutors at the International Criminal Court have accused the former president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, of personally authorizing dozens of murders during his war on drugs. A hearing is underway to decide whether he should stand trial for alleged crimes against humanity. Mr. Duterte, who's in prison in the Netherlands, says he doesn't recognize the court's authority. Chad has closed its border with Sudan, an important entry point for humanitarian aid. Chad's government said the measures were needed to stop repeated incursions by Sudanese armed groups. Whistleblowers have told the BBC that King Charles's brother, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, charged British taxpayers for massages and excessive travel costs when he worked as a UK trade envoy. There's no suggestion of unlawful behaviour. Pakistan's President Ali Zardari has suggested the military could launch further airstrikes across the Afghan border. Over the weekend, Pakistan said it struck 7 alleged militant hideouts in response to recent suicide bombings. Mr. Zardari warned those behind extremist acts would not be spared if violence continued. Several countries have issued safety warnings to their citizens in Mexico after the killing of the powerful drug lord known as El Mencho. His death on Sunday during a security operation sparked widespread violence. A fierce winter storm is causing severe disruption on the east coast of the United States. Non-essential travel has been banned in New York City, which is under a blizzard warning for the first time in nearly a decade. BBC News.